You just sort of look like you're taking it easy this morning. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. Obviously, from my injuries I've had over the past sort of 4 or 5 years, I like to manage a few players every now and then, and yeah, today just had a bit of a walk and a bit of touch, and yeah, get ready for Thursday's big training.
I suppose the main issue is what happens with Paddy and Westy. Ken said they'll probably play in the twos. Does that surprise you given the suspensions for Carl and Dougal?
I'm not too sure sort of how it's all going to play out. I guess we'll find out a bit more later in the week and when it comes selection, but I guess they might play a game in the twos, and I guess they might just want to get a bit of confidence back. They might have been lacking that in the last few weeks, so there's a few players screaming out to play games, like Willem Drew, Peter Laddams, players like that, so it could provide an opportunity for them.
How have the boys been, Westy and Paddy?
Yeah, they've been really good. Obviously disappointed with probably how they've played in the last couple of weeks, more than anything. I think they were really disappointed that the Sanford had a bye last week, that they didn't get to get out there and prove themselves and get in a bit more form. So I think they're just raring to play some footy this week.
That came as a bit of a wake-up call to the rest of the group, to stalwarts acts, I guess?
Not too much of a wake-up call, rather than no one's spot in the side is cemented. Everyone has to be playing good footy and in good form, and I guess they were just the ones that have been lacking a little bit in the last couple of weeks, and yeah, some other guys got the opportunity.
How disappointing is it with Dougal, just with the discipline side of things, now missing the game?
Yeah, I haven't actually seen the vision of that, so I can't really comment too much, but it's not really in his nature to do something like that, so yeah, not really sure what happened, but he'll accept the 1 week and hopefully be back in 2 weeks' time.
What hole does he leave?
Yeah, obviously a key forward position. Lucky we got Charlie down there, who was a great presence Saturday night. So whether that we bring in another key to replace Doug or go with a different setup, that's up to Ken and the coaches.
What about you? We talk about you sort of swinging onto the right hoof from 50 metres and snapping one in. That was a pretty special sort of moment.
Speaking to family and friends, they're not calling it a snap or anything. They're sort of a forward punt or something. So it doesn't really matter how they go in on the stat sheet. It just says one goal, which is nice for a backman because I don't kick too many.
There's a spot on the wing there. Is that something that you'd put your hand up for?
I won't be knocking Kenny's door saying to play me on the wing or anything. I'm really happy down back and really comfortable with the back six or seven that we have now. So if Kenny wants to play me there, I'm more than happy to fill that position. But I'm really happy down back. I think I'm playing my role every week, which is what the team needs. And there's some outstanding mids and wingmen that can come in and fill that spot.
It's really show the depth of the back line, especially when you can put Dan Houston through the midfield and you really don't really drop the step in the back line at all.
Yeah, there's been some outstanding performances each week in the sample from some defenders in Trent McKenzie, Jared Liner, players like that. So players are knocking down the door, so us defenders basically have to play really well each week and making sure we gel really well. So Dan's done really well to go from defence now to mid with basically a week of prep leading into that first game that he played in the mid in China. So yeah, the backs are there's a lot of spots up for him, I guess.
Just back on training this morning briefly, Ryan, did Tom Rockliffe do much this morning?
Yeah, I think he got tested out for his hammy, things like that, had a bit of a run around and kick, and I guess he'll train Thursday if he pulls up really well, and then he's probably up for selection this week.
You would have had a close-up view of Cleary down back the other night. How'd you see his game?
Yeah, he's had some outstanding one-on-one performances this year. I know earlier in the season he played some really good footy, and Ken might have alluded to he's had a couple of quiet weeks and gave him a really big task this week, and he was outstanding on Tom Hawkins, who's one of the informed key forwards in the comp. So I'm really pleased that Tom managed to get that done.
Is he someone who's surprised you a little bit, Ryan? He's not probably a name that's spoken about a lot in Melbourne footy media, but seems to keep some of the best key forwards quiet every week.
I guess being a Port fan growing up, I did watch him a little bit, and even being in Melbourne, I managed to follow Port Adelaide a fair bit as well, so I've watched a fair few of his games, and he's always been a very solid contributor. But yeah, playing alongside of him, you really get to see the work he does and how good he really is.
And your own form, are you feeling properly settled now and even more comfortable than you did initially?
Yeah, I felt pretty settled all through the home and away season. I guess I used the JLT to sort of find my feet. I guess a few players were working out the new sort of game plan we have, and I was obviously implementing it for the first couple of times. So the home and away season's been fine for me, and returning from injury has been fine as well. So, yeah, really just playing my role and happy to keep doing that.
What does that win do for the confidence of the team?
I guess it shows that once we do put a four-quarter performance together that we can beat the best in the comp. And we've matched it with a lot of the best sides this year so far and fallen short in a quarter here or there. So I guess it's the first time we've played really good four-quarter performance against one of the top eight sides and we've come away with a win. So it gives us a lot of confidence.
How important is it for consistency, I suppose, to back it up this week against, you know, against a team you will probably another push Collingwood all the way on Sunday, but a team you probably expect to beat the Bulldogs?
Yeah, well, I guess we've played probably 11 out of 12 quarters really well, obviously the poor one against Freo. So we've got to take confidence out of our last 3 weeks of footy and go into us against a side that's obviously in a little bit of form as well. Collingwood's a great side and they touched up us up earlier in the year and Western Bulldogs pushed them all the way to the final siren. So we'll, I guess, review them really closely and they'll be another really tough side to beat.
How did you see the sort of the last half of the Geelong game? I mean, on the scoreboard from quarter time, they actually pipped you, but you managed to hold them off. So what did you think you did well to make sure that they couldn't come at you again?
I guess they came at us throughout the game a little bit. They kicked one or two on the trot, and then we stood up really well. In response to that, we went through some vision the other day of just repeat stoppages after they kicked two goals and really fighting it out really well in the defensive half. So we took a lot of confidence out of that and managed to, I guess, stop the run of teams, which is really pleasing.
Have you done your crosstown rivals a bit of a favour, do you think?
I'm not too sure. I guess we're lucky that we got Geelong over here and they got to travel down there. But both sides are in really good form and up the top of the ladder, so it'll be a good clash.
I think it's been said about the physicality the other night from Port. Was that something that you spoke about before the game, or just that's the way you want to play?
No, not necessarily spoke about it. Might have been reminded a little bit that because we lacked it in the last quarter against Fremantle, but we've done it most of the year this year, so it's basically second nature to us, and that's where we want to get to, four quarters of hard, tough footy. So we expect that from each other from now on.
Are the suspensions maybe sometimes a byproduct of that a little bit? So if you want to have that aggression and play on the edge, you run that risk a little bit?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think we like to take our aggression out fairly in tackles and stoppages and things like that. So, yeah, the incidents are, I think, different to that.
What's your read on the Bulldogs, Beto?
I haven't seen a heap, but when I have watched them, they've had some very damaging players. Obviously, some stats show they're really good going from defensive 50 to forward 50. So that's something we'll definitely look at. And I guess we'll review our game on the weekend and take some confidence out of the things we did there and try and implement it against Western Bulldogs. Sorry.
They're a forward line pretty dangerous, like Norton, Dixon. They've got some pretty serious players. Is it sort of a Cleary, Jonas, you guys, you all sort of come together to try and stop their output?
Yeah, we're going to have to, I guess, dig deep again and another four-quarter performance. Not sure if Cleary gets a job like he did last week, but I know whoever he plays on, I have full faith that he can get that job done. And all the backs in general got faith in all of them to get win their battles.